rises to his feet with the suitcase in his hand. Trisha watches in desperation as he heads towards the door.
What about me? Who's going to take care of things?
George stops. He turns toward her. That's a good question. He glances around the room. Looks like you're on your own. George steps out of the room. Trisha sinks onto the bed. An off-screen door slams closed. Exterior, cemetery, Kentucky, day. Rebecca kneels at side-by-side graves. Her mood is calm, relaxed. She places a single flower at each headstone.
Rebecca, I miss you both so much.
Roy, in a white suit, white shirt, white tie, stands behind her. He reaches out, strokes her hair tenderly. Rebecca touches her hair in the same spot.
It may sound crazy, but I swear, sometimes I can still feel you.
She rises to her feet. Rebecca looks up to find white, billowy clouds in a pale blue sky.
But I know where you are.
Roy looks up, too.
You're up there.
Rebecca smiles.
Shoot, Daddy's probably having a good old time listening to the angels sing.
Roy, oh, baby girl. Rebecca turns. Roy holds his arms out to her. Rebecca moves toward him and passes him by. He turns and watches her leave. Interior, motel, Detroit, night. Lamplight floods down on a nightstand, reveals a phone, a bank passbook, and a motel key. George, stretched across the bed, reaches for the phone. He lays back, makes a phone call. George.
Hey, Uncle Phil, how'd you like a visit from your favorite nephew?
George settles back on a pillow. He smiles. Interior, motel room, day. George moves toward the door with the suitcase in his hand and his guitar strapped across his back. Exterior, bank, Detroit, day. The morning sun shines down on George's smiling face. He looks up. It's a brand new day. George moves away from the bank's entrance with his suitcase and guitar in tow. Exterior, highway, day. Insert road sign, I-275, southbound. A beat-up pickup truck moves with the flow of traffic, the same truck that was for sale in front of the grocery store. Interior, exterior, truck, continuous. George sits behind the wheel. Wind enters through the open window, his guitar on the seat next to him. Insert road sign, rest area, next exit. George turns onto the exit. Exterior, rest area, parking lot, day. George pulls into a parking spot. There are only a few other vehicles there. He rolls up the window, locks the door when he gets out. George walks across the lot. He notices a young couple holding hands as they stroll toward the rest area in front of him. He forces a breath, gets a faraway look on his face. Exterior, rest area, continuous. The couple split apart. The woman goes one way, the man another. Another couple sits side by side on a picnic table. They look into each other's eyes, totally in love. Exterior, rest area, building, day. A sign on a door reads, men. George pushes the door open. Interior, men's room, day. George stands at a urinal. The door opens. A young man enters. It is the same man that was at the picnic table. He moves to a sink and turns on the water. Man.
Man, it's a hot one today.
George turns from the urinal. He moves to a sink. The young man splashes some water on his face. George washes his hands. The young man takes a paper towel and dries his face.
What is it, 95?
George shrugs. He doesn't know. The man checks his reflection in the mirror, combs his hair back with his fingers.
Can't wait to get to Niagara Falls. It'll be cooler there. We're on our honeymoon.
George nods.
Congratulations.
The man pats George on his shoulder.
Thanks.
He turns away. George scoops up some of the running water and splashes it on his face. He looks into the mirror. Deep loneliness is set in his eyes. He goes into a trance. Beat. George comes back around. He reaches for a paper towel. Exterior, rest area, vending machine, day. A Snickers bar drops. George bends over and takes the candy bar. Exterior, rest area, payphone, day. George goes to the phone. He lifts the receiver and drops some coins into the slot. George makes a call. Three rings to an answer.
Trisha, voiceover. Hello? Hello?
George's expression says it all. Hell no. He hangs up the phone. Exterior, Phil's house, driveway, Kentucky, day. Shrubs on the right side of the grassy drive border a neighboring lot. George's truck pulls up and parks. He gets out of the truck. Front yard. Steps lead up to a porch that expands the width of the well-kept farmhouse. George jogs up the steps. Porch. Phil stands inside the screen door. Phil.
Hey, boy!
George.
Uncle Phil.
Phil meets George outside. They hug.
I believe you've done some growing since last time we seen you.
George smiles.
Do you think? It's only been 5 years.
Phil puts his arm around George, guides him toward the door.
Your Aunt Irene's been waiting on you to get here. I hope you're hungry.
Phil laughs.
Maybe now she'll come out of the kitchen. She's been in there baking everything under the sun.
George smiles. Aunt Irene. The two go inside. Interior, Phil's house, living room, continuous. A cozy, lived-in room warmed with handmade items, country furniture.
Hey, Irene, looky here what the cat drug in.
George and Phil smile at each other. Interior, house, kitchen, day. The table is the focal point of the kitchen. It's filled with pies, plates of cookies, and 3 loaves of homemade bread. The kitchen counter holds more baked goods, 2 cakes. A calendar on the wall reveals the month, July. A very happy and excited Irene wipes her hands on her apron. She smooths down her slightly messed hair. Interior house, living room, day. Irene grabs George's shoulder.
Well, look at you.
She hugs him.
I bet you're hungry from your long trip.
Phil.
See, I told you.
Irene guides George further into the house. Interior, house, kitchen, day. George sits at the table with Phil and Irene. He finishes off his piece of pie, sets his fork down.
Get you some more.
George shakes his head. He pats his full belly.
Not right now.
Irene smiles, seems pleased that he's full. Exterior, Phil's house, front lawn, day. Rebecca, dressed in a waitress uniform, she eyes George's truck, rushes toward the house. She jogs up the steps. Interior, Phil's house, living room, day. Rebecca steps inside. She notices George's guitar and cowboy hat propped up in a chair. She looks further into the house. Interior, house, kitchen, day. Irene, Phil, and George sit at the table, drinking coffee. Rebecca leans on the doorframe, half in, half out of the room.
Rebecca, hey. Irene, Rebecca, this here's my sister's boy, George. He came all the way from Michigan to stay with us for a while.
Rebecca smiles shyly at George.
Hey.
George stands. He goes to Rebecca, takes her hand.
It's nice to meet you.
Irene elbows Phil. She nods toward the two. Phil eyes the two as they shake hands. He turns toward Irene, shakes his head no.
Rebecca, you too.
An off-screen phone rings. Irene answers the phone.
Hello? Uh-huh.
She covers the receiver, looks to George.
It's Tricia.
Tell her I'm not here.
Irene shakes her head, no way. George reluctantly goes to the phone, takes his call. George, into phone.
Yeah, hello? Well, now you know.
Phil notices Rebecca's curious eyes on George. Phil.
Becca, did you have a hard day? You look kind of tired.
She focuses on Phil.
My day was fine, except my feet's a little sore.
George. No, I'm not coming back. You were the one who made that choice for me. Rebecca straightens up, a little taken back by George. George hangs up the phone. Irene notices his somber attitude as he moves back to the table and sits down.
Irene, you know that's the third time she's called here today.
George's jaw drops. Now he's the one who's taken back.
I'm sorry, Aunt Irene. I don't think she'll bother us anymore.
Rebecca, Aunt Irene, I'll help you with supper after I rinse off.
George glares at her. Rebecca raises her brow. What? Irene smiles at Rebecca.
Irene, you just take your time, hon. I can get it started. To George, Rebecca's a waitress over at the Coney Island.
Rebecca turns, leaves. Irene catches George looking in Rebecca's direction.
I seen that.
George,
what?
The way you looked at her.
Me and her? We're not related, are we?
Oh, heavens no!
You and her?
No, no, she's a very close friend of the family, though.
Phil gets up from the table. Phil.
George, how about me and you go out back? We can walk off that pie we just ate.
Sure. George rises from the table.
Don't you two go wandering too far now. I'm whipping up some pork chops, collard greens, red beans and rice.
Phil interrupting.
And anything else you got a hankering for?
George wraps an arm around Phil. George.
Aunt Irene, you're going to have me looking like Uncle Phil here if you keep feeding me like this.
Phil rubs his big belly and smiles proudly. Phil,
that's what a good woman will do for you, son. Fatten you up so no other woman will look at you twice.
Irene swats through the air, only half aiming at Phil.
Oh, you, to George. Don't you pay him no mind.
Phil and George exchange smiles.
We'll be out back.
Irene rises from her chair, clears the table. Exterior, Phil's backyard. Day. The backyard is large and well-kept. There are shrubs, a flower garden, and a small vegetable garden. It's very inviting, comforting. George and Phil mosey toward a couple lawn chairs in the middle of the yard. George.
It's so peaceful here.
Phil nods in agreement. Phil.
So, George, how long you planning on staying with us?
George is caught off guard.
Oh, if you don't have the room. Oh, no, no, there's plenty of room here.
Phil and George sit down in the lawn chairs.
Well, I was hoping to find a job here and make a fresh start. I think that'd be real nice. What I was getting at was, you sure you ain't gonna miss Michigan?
George focuses off in the distance. Exterior, city street, Detroit, flashback, day. A smog-filled sky, trash along the curb, end flashback. Exterior, Phil's house, backyard, back to present. The trees are still, birds are singing. George looks to Phil.
I can't say that I will.
Phil pats George on his back. The two focus off into the distance and relax. Exterior, Phil's house, front porch, night. George sits on the steps drumming out a blues riff on his guitar. Irene and Phil sit in chairs on the porch enjoying the music. Interior, house, Rebecca's room, night. The lamp in front of the open window is on. Rebecca sits on the bed painting her toenails. George's blues music enters through the window. Rebecca is oblivious, continues painting her toes. Roy appears by the window, dressed in all white from head to toe. Rebecca cannot see him. Roy pulls the curtains up and out, trying to get her attention. It didn't work. She continues painting her nails. An off-screen click. The room goes dark.
Rebecca, hey!
Roy, voiceover.
Sometimes fate takes too long.
Rebecca looks out the window, listens to his song end. Exterior, Phil's house, front porch, night. Rebecca stands inside the screen door, looking out. Phil and Irene are still sitting in their chairs. George is still on the steps with his guitar in hand. Phil.
You know any old Hank Williams? You're cheating heart! What a good old tune.
George strums down the strings.
Irene. Or some Merle Haggard.
George strums out a different chord.
Roy Acuff!
Rebecca. Care if I join you?
Don't be shy. Get on out here.
Rebecca joins them on the porch. She sits next to George.
What would you like to hear?
Shoot, I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I'll play one of my own that I've been working on if you promise not to laugh.
Rebecca nods in agreement. She watches George intently.
Now, mind you, it's a work in progress.
Rebecca turns to Phil and Irene. Phil and Irene focus on George. Irene beams with pride. Rebecca turns back to George and watches as he plays out a tune on his guitar. Phil and Irene tap their fingers and toes. Rebecca hums along with the music. George looks at her.
That's nice.
George stops.
Thank you. But it's not finished. Ah, Becca, here's a singer. A mighty fine one, too.
George looks interested. Rebecca's jaw drops. She turns to Phil.
Uncle Phil?
Well, you should sing one for us, hon.
George,
I promise not to laugh at you if you promise not to laugh at me.
It's been so long.
George looks at the placement of his fingers on the neck of the guitar as he plays his music. Roy, voiceover.
God gave you that voice so you could be heard. This here's your chance, Rebecca.
Roy appears on the porch, dressed in a white suit, tie. He kneels down to Rebecca and nudges her. Rebecca inches out of her shell.
Cast out into the shadows, she blamed herself when he went away.
George looks at her. He begins to play the guitar.
He used to call her angel, his angel. Her splintered wings show on her face.
Roy watches over her, saddened by her song.
The magic was rising. She caught the full moon lying.
George changes the tempo of the music.
She was stripped of her emotions, abandoned in the cold. All of her thoughts were draped in darkness. Midnight's chime mocked her, saddened soul.
Rebecca quiets. She stares off in the distance. George slows the tempo to a stop. Applause from Phil and Irene. Phil. George wears a huge grin. George,
I like it.
Rebecca snaps out of it. She notices George's smile and smiles back at him. Roy steps away, becomes invisible. Interior, Phil's house, Rebecca's room, day. Papers are scattered across Rebecca's bed. Rebecca and George look through them. She selects a paper.
I don't think this one will ever get done. I just can't get it.
George takes the paper, reads it. Insert paper. Lines of words, many of them scratched out, too many to count. More words, written above them.
What? Is it done?
No. Sometimes they need to sit a while. You know what?
Huh?
What do you think about gospel?
Rebecca shrugs, not sure.
Or Christmas songs.
She looks interested.
We could redo one, make it our own. A little more country or bluesy.
Rebecca shakes her head yes.
I think that would be fun.
She goes to a dresser and opens a drawer. She lifts a pad of paper and pen from inside. George lifts his guitar. He strums a few chords. Roy appears in the room. He is dressed in all white, and he's smiling. Interior, Phil's house, hallway, day. Rebecca, dressed in a robe, leans against the wall with the towel in her arms, waiting outside a closed door. The door opens. It's George. He's freshly groomed and dressed for the day. He carries his used towel in his hand. He notices Rebecca.
Good morning, sunshine.
Rebecca is not quite awake yet. She half smiles at George. She shuffles past him into the bathroom. George twists his towel. He snaps at her backside. It connects and she screams. They both chuckle. She closes the door. Exterior, Phil's house, day. George stands at the top of the steps, looking out into the distance, greeting the new day. The sun shines on his smiling face. He begins to whistle a tune. George gallops down the steps. George jumps up, kicks his heels together. He heads toward his truck. Exterior, factory, day. A medium-sized building. A sign posted out front in the grass. Help wanted, general labor. George's truck is parked in the lot with a few other vehicles. George exits the building with papers in his hand. Exterior, ice cream place, night. George turns from the building. He has two ice cream cones. Rebecca is by his side. He hands her one. She smiles. They move to a picnic table, sit next to each other. Roy appears on the seat across from George and Rebecca, again dressed in all white. He watches over the two as they eat their cones. It's quiet. Too quiet. Roy reaches across the table toward George. A big chunk of ice cream splats onto the picnic table. George's wide eyes look at his empty cone, amazed. Rebecca laughs. George,
you thought that was funny?
Roy smiles. He nods. Rebecca nods. George smiles. He rises from his seat. Roy notices Rebecca's smile, the way she watches George move back to the window to order. Roy seems pleased. George sits down next to Rebecca. He reaches out toward her. The tip of her nose now covered in ice cream. The two begin to laugh. Roy disappears. Exterior, Phil's house, night. George and Rebecca pull up in George's truck and park. They meet each other outside. The two walk across the lawn toward the house.
Thank you for the ice cream.
She looks over to George. Their eyes connect. There's magic. George pulls her toward him. He kisses her passionately. The kiss ends. George steps back quickly.
I'm sorry.
Rebecca stares into his eyes. She grabs and pulls him back and kisses him with even more passion. The moon is full and the sky is full of stars. Interior, house. Rebecca's room, night. Moonlight filters in between the curtains. Rebecca fast asleep in bed, alone. Exterior, Phil's house. Rebecca's window, night. George sneaks up to the window. He looks around, making sure no one sees him. He taps loudly on the window, louder than what he expected it to be. He hunches down, hides. Interior, house, Rebecca's room, continuous. The off-screen tapping wakes Rebecca. She gets out of bed and moves to the window. Exterior, house, Rebecca's window, continuous. George looks around, makes sure the coast is clear. Rebecca appears inside the window. She carefully opens the window, trying to be quiet. George is still looking around. He reaches up to tap on the window again. Rebecca grabs his hand. George falls down to the ground. Rebecca covers her mouth, muffles her laughter. George,
shh, you'll wake them, you'll wake them.
What are you doing?
I couldn't sleep. Hurry up and meet me out back. There's something I want you to see.
Rebecca closes the window. Exterior, Phil's backyard, dawn. Rebecca comes out of the house, wrapped in her robe. George holds out his hand to her. She goes toward him. The two stand together, looking up toward the east. Beautiful colors of the sunrise unfold in the sky. Pinks, blues, lavenders expand the horizon.
All the colors of a rainbow.
The sun begins to rise, turning the sky gold. Light dances across leaves on the trees. Birds sing.
It's so beautiful, like the sun has given birth to life.
George smiles. He got the reaction he wanted.
It's given birth to a new day, just like you.
The back door squeaks open off screen.
Irene off screen. What you two are doing?
George and Rebecca turn toward the house, caught.
Rebecca, watching the sunrise?
Irene's eyes widen. She smiles. She knows. George wraps his arm around Rebecca. They walk together toward the house. Interior, Phil's house, kitchen, day. Rebecca, dressed in her waitress uniform, moves to the table. She joins Phil, George, and Irene. She sits down next to George. He's dressed in a work uniform, too, a factory one. A plate of pancakes wait for Rebecca to dig in. Phil downs his last sip of coffee. George eyes Rebecca in between bites of pancakes. He can't keep his eyes off her. Rebecca smiles as she eats. Phil notices. He knows something is up. Phil,
eat up now. We gotta get going.
Phil stands. He takes his cup to the sink. Rebecca follows his lead, stands. She looks at George and smiles. Irene lifts a lunchbox from the counter and hands it to Phil. She gives him a kiss. Rebecca only has eyes for George.
See y'all tonight. Have a good day, hon.
George gives Rebecca a wink. He stands. I'm leaving, too. Phil and Rebecca step out the door. George kisses Irene on her cheek.
Irene, your lunch.
She lifts a bagged lunch to George, gives him a wink. Interior, Phil's house, kitchen, day. Irene hangs up the phone. She lets out a deep breath. She turns away, doesn't give it a second thought. She moves to the doorway. Exterior, Phil's house, backyard, day. The sun shines on Irene. She's on her knees, pulling weeds from between tomato plants in the garden. George, off screen.
There you are.
George looks sleepy, has messy hair. He goes to Irene.
I woke up and everybody's gone.
Your Uncle Phil's taking on some overtime. I'm not sure where Rebecca went off to.
Do you need some help?
No, I'm fine. This here is one part of my day that I enjoy the most. That Tricia called again.
Again?
She's gonna call back.
George moves back toward the house.
If she does, tell her I'm not here. Tell her I moved to Timbuktu.
Irene smiles.
Well, that's one way, I guess.
Exterior, cemetery, day. Rebecca kneels at her parents' graves.
And I saw the sunrise.